You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I love it when people come up with creative ideas that bring them extra money without taking a lot of time. This is Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Today, we're going to talk about starting a private campground. In fact, an injured puppy and a James Brown song gives this Minnesota chocolatier the inspiration to open a campground for adventurous travelers. Did you get all that? There was an injured puppy, a James Brown song, a Minnesota chocolatier, person who makes chocolate, and a campground for adventurous travelers. Well, I'll break all that down for you in the episode, but when you have an idea like the one you'll hear about shortly, ask yourself, what is stopping you from it? Now, listen, you can't follow up on every idea. I know that. So if there's a valid reason or something legitimately standing in your way, then you might want to pass on the idea. Totally normal. But a lot of the time, there's really not a great reason. So if you have a creative idea to make some extra money without taking a lot of time, and you ask yourself, what is stopping me from doing this? Maybe you should stop daydreaming about it and start doing something. Well, that's what the person in our story did, and now she's earning extra money each month for very little work. Here is a thank you to our sponsor. They allow the show to be completely free to you. And then I'll bring you the story of this Minnesotan who opens a private campground in her backyard.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Robin Doctorman wasn't expecting to come up with a new idea for a side hustle. But while listening to some good 70s music one day, inspiration struck. She heard James Brown say, "You've got to use what you've got to get what you want." And this was just the line for her situation. At the time, Robin needed some money. Her new puppy had broken his leg, keeping the world safe from an evil mop at doggy daycare. The surgery he needed was expensive, and she didn't want the charge sitting on a credit card costing her interest. James Brown's words helped her see that the answer was sitting right in her backyard. The chocolate shop she owned kept her exceptionally busy in fall and winter, but sales slowed down with the summer heat. Robin and her partner Deirdre owned 5 acres of land near the St. Croix River in Minnesota. This land was just 2 miles from a state park, which was almost always full of campers. It hit her then that this was an opportunity she could take advantage of. The campgrounds near the state park were always full, and there were no inexpensive motels nearby. What was stopping her from hosting her own private campground? This was her chance. Now, the first thing she did was conduct some quick research. When she looked up local laws and regulations, she learned that a license from the state was required only for those who hosted 5 or more campsites. Armed with this knowledge, Robin set up 3 campsites and equipped each with fire rings. Along with the installation of a composting toilet in a garden shed, her new campground was ready. The only thing left to do was take pictures and upload listings on platforms including Airbnb and HipCamp, a directory of campgrounds. Within 10 days, she received her first Airbnb booking. HipCamp also sent one of its own scouts down who stayed at the place, took photos, and reviewed the entire experience. With social proof and validation on both platforms, Robin's listing became more prominent, and she soon began getting booked out. Robin knew that her well-located and spacious land could make for an ideal private campground, but she also knew it would help to create some kind of unique selling proposition. That was the main reason why she invested $1,000 to install that composting toilet. That was her only startup cost, and she knew it would create an environmentally friendly vibe to her listing and attract potential campers. While this was a large sum at that point, especially since she needed to pay for her puppy's surgery, she knew that it would pay for itself in a few months if she could just get her private campground to take off. And it has. During the summer months, she was able to average $800 a month in extra income. She also began selling firewood to campers as a side hustle. There's very little work involved at this point. Robin or Deirdre meets the campers when they arrive, explains the lay of the land, and then leaves them to it. The income has fallen a bit as winter approaches, but that's okay because now her chocolate shop is busier. That's not all. This idea has produced new inspiration. Robin is now planning to turn an unused chicken coop into a tiny house that she's calling The Roost. She's pitched camp on her idea and is doubling down to ensure she can create the best experience for adventurous travelers. Her advice, and that of the singer James Brown, is to always use what you have. Awesome. Congratulations to Robin on the private campground. Never heard of such a thing, but it makes perfect sense. And 3 quick observations from the story. First of all, use local laws to your benefit. In her case, she thought about having this campground. She went to see, do I need to have some kind of license? How does that work? And she learns that you can't have more than 5 campsites without getting a license. So she starts with 3. I guess this way she can move up to 4 if she wants, but still doesn't have to worry about that license. Next, one thing can lead to another. She's got that additional income source of selling extra firewood, and now the planned expansion to the unused chicken coop that will become a tiny house. And then finally, when you have an idea like this yourself, a creative idea to make extra money without spending a lot of time, ask yourself, what is stopping you? If you've got a good reason, okay, fine, can't do everything. But again, if you don't have a great reason, maybe you should stop daydreaming and start doing something. That is my encouragement for you today. I hope you enjoyed this story. As always, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/668. You can check out Robin's campground listing as well as a link to her chocolate shop. If you have a comment or question for the show, give me a call on the Hustle Hotline. That number is 844-9-HUSTLE or 844-948-7853. Do come back tomorrow. Much more is on the way. Every day, a new episode. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.